Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Well, to answer Merrill's question there, as we go to Merrill moment number 38, no, I never saw anything like that. Two block field goals in the fourth quarter, including the walk-off block field goal and return by Jordan Davis, who that was probably the game of the season last year. Eagles down so much early. Right, Lane goes out of that game. There was Matt Pryor, the right tackle that came in. He just got abused before they went to Fred Johnson.
Yeah.
Jalen was getting crushed in the first half. Then they lighted up in the second half. That was, of course, the game where you said, you know, Jalen slapped Petullo in the lips. And
slapped him. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, took over play calling. Jalen's good in the second half. AJ goes off, but they're still clinging, right? It's 27-26. Stafford takes the Rams right down the field. And, Hugh, I'm sitting there thinking, Rams are about to walk this off with a field goal. Because my memory tells me that wasn't like a 60-yarder. That was a makeable field goal.
Yeah.
And Jalen Carter blocked his second one of the
took
day.
It to the house.
My goodness.
Was
and then
rolling.
Davis takes it in.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
It was that, and that's a great call by Merrill. I don't know if we'll ever see two blocked field goals in the fourth quarter, including
anomaly.
A walk-off touchdown like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy the way that game went, man. And then to see the big fella rolling down the field like that, that was pretty cool.
You could join us Tuesday, September 15th for Merrill Live at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey. A special evening honoring the legendary voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, 94WIP.com to reserve your seat. So I was wondering, Hugh, when I heard this was today's, that's probably our latest and most recent Merrill moment, right? There can't be another moment from last season. I just would be shocked. To me, that was the highlight of last season. Am I missing one post that game? I don't think so.
Not Spitgate.
Well, that was before.
That was before.
That
yeah, that was just before.
That was week one.
Yeah.
No, Spitgate is not one of them.
I'm just saying it's probably up on the list. Spittlegate.
What about that touchdown they scored against Buffalo when we had the Bash Bros thing?
Oh, the armbar with Sirianni and Petullo. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm gonna boycott.
You don't think that was a significant moment?
No, I don't think it was. No, when they won 13-12 or whatever in the rain.
What about the double turnover from Jalen against the Chargers?
Well, that might have been a memorable call. Yeah, because that was one of the wildest plays you'll ever see. Don't really think we squeezed out of the top 50, though. That feels a little – it doesn't feel as exciting, let's say, as the one.
What about giving up 24 straight points to the Cowboys?
No, that's – we feel like we went down a dark path.
Well, it was a hell of a season last year, man. I'm looking back at some of these games.
Hey, it felt like all of a sudden we just went down a dark path.
That sucked.
We thought these were supposed to be joyous moments.
Well, they are. That's why I'm saying that's the last joyous moment.
Not necessarily. They're just Merrill moments. Like, Merrill's called,
looking at big Merrill moments, and you know, that probably was a big call for Merrill. You know the ones that I like is when, and I hate to say this, but when his voice cracks.
Talkie-talkie?
No, dog.
Am I going to have to find that again?
That's why you were not involved in the voting for the top.
Age of the Chaos. I like the when his voice cracks or when something happens.
You know what that means? That's the pure joy and excitement.
Love you, Meryl. Love you, Meryl. But that voice cracking is hilarious.
Well, I think we all probably had a voice crack with Talkie Talkie intercepted Wentz in Cleveland in 2020. had the moment.
Oh, that was crazy.
It was outrageous. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear Talkie Talkie.
No.
Darn right it was.
Hey, listen. I know I don't have that many friends, but I'm okay with that because of stuff like that. That voice inflection was bananas.
And totally warranted. It was a disaster of a month of football from that quarterback.
It felt like somebody kicked him in the groin right when he did that.
Well, Wentz was kicking us all in the groin.
It was hilarious.
I don't think he was the only one that felt that way. All of our voices cracked. It was a collective
outrageous
voice
decision by Wentz.
It was ridiculous. He telegraphed he was going to throw it to the flat for a minute.
I mean, you could hear it like you don't even have to watch it. You could just see how slowly it's unfolding because of the way Merrill's describing it. Everyone in that stadium knew what was happening.
Talkie Talkie could have walked over and taken it away. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You'll learn about it and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Is there real pressure on Sean Mannion this season? Yes or no?
Yes, 78%.
Well, the people are with you on the voting, but it's not 78%. Yes is at 64%.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You count that as a win?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Hugh Douglas
win. Well, it's one of those things where when you look at it, like there's going to be nuance. There's going to be a whole lot of nuance to this offense. And most people wouldn't be wrong in maybe thinking that the quarterback has something to do with it. But that's not going to be the initial thought.
Well, of course he has something to do with
it. Yeah, but that's not going to be the initial thought. Because we've been down this road before. And like you said, pelts on the wall. You got pelts on the wall, dog.
I don't know. I might be dead wrong on this. I think this year's different. Like we all hope, and I think a lot of us believe they're going to come out. We're going to get to week one and some news coming up here. They're going to come out and score a bunch of points and win week one. But I don't know. You think if they struggle offensively week one, we're coming in the next game, people are saying, Mannion stinks.
Yeah, there's offense. Yes.
I don't.
He's never done it before, Joe. We have no measuring stick for what it's going to look
but
like.
But we have common denominator. And Mannion would be one game in. Hurts is 100
okay,
games.
Okay, yes. And we've seen this before. Like, we were told, like, how many times as a fan? Now, this is strictly as a fan. That we were told, hey, this is the guy. For whatever reason, we were told that. We were told Brian Johnson was the guy.
All right, you're right. But what's more likely?
Petullo was the guy.
Is it more likely they keep whiffing that bad, or is it more likely the quarterback's holding something back?
I'm with you on that, but I'm telling you initially, when we get to this point, if it gets to this point, that's not going to be the initial thought. The initial thought is going to be, oh, here we go again with this person that hasn't called plays before ever. And then let's not forget.
I think this one's the straw that broke the camel's back.
I think so.
Okay, but let's not forget. Let's not forget. For whatever reason, nobody wanted this job note.
But that's not Sean Mannion's fault.
No, but I'm just saying nobody wanted this job of note.
That goes back to the other side of the equation, though.
Okay, it does, but nobody's going to see it that way,
but
Joe.
That's why I'm here. This is why I'm here. To help people. Because obviously
I hear you. I hear you. But I'm telling you, nobody's going to see it that way.
Well,
I'm here to give you the enlighten you the best that I possibly can.
I'm doing the enlightening. I don't need to be enlightened on my own
enlightenment. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Tell them, Joe. Talk
to
them.
I'm trying. Okay. Let's get to some quick pieces.
It's 1 o'clock?
1:09.
Damn.
What time did you think it was?
I thought it was like 12. So.
12.
You're getting tired?
No, I'm not getting tired. I'm just like, dang, this day is flying.
It is flying. Yeah. It is. All right, let's get to a couple. Well, speaking of flying.
Trying to teach y'all something.
Well, no, I'm doing the teaching today. All right.
Class is in
what
session.
Are you teaching us?
I'm just trying to teach you how it's going to go.
Have you ever taught us anything?
Never.
I teach y'all something every day, man. If it goes south, boy, it's going to be bad.
Teach us a lot about you, that's for sure.
If it goes south, it's going to be bad.
Well, that's for sure. Okay. We did get some news, and Hugh, it's good news for the Eagles, bad news for their week one opponent, the Washington Commanders. Laremy Tunsil, their left tackle, who they traded a bunch for a year ago, torn triceps. He is out.
Yeah, he might be done for the season. Well, he is done for the season.
But he's at least, I don't know when he's come back, but I know he's not going to play week one. That's obviously a huge injury. Hugh, that is, it's a twofold reaction I had to. One, great news for the Eagles week one. It's a difference-making injury for that particular game. This Eagles defense, this pass rush, the edges without him out there is a big deal. The second thing is, if I had to rank the teams in the NFC East right now, I'd put them last. After 2 years ago, they were in the title game against us. Just roster-wise, we'll see what the coaching looks like. There's a lot of change with all these coordinators in this division, some head coach changes with the Giants, obviously. But I would rank the teams, Eagles and Cowboys, clearly the top two. Like I think there's a gap. I would go Giants 3, and I would go Commanders 4 with the Tunsil news.
Yeah, you know what? And I know this is neither here nor there, but the first thing that popped in my head when I thought about Laremy Tunsil was I was kind of wondering if his mom is still dating that dude that released that videotape of him wearing that bong on
his
draft
day.
His
mom was dating that guy?
I think she was. I think that was her boyfriend. Or he was stepdaddy.
How could she
or
still date him?
I don't know.
Trying to but ruin his son's career.
She was dating him on draft night.
Boy, that's one of those things where first impressions last. The guy's played in the league a decade. He's been a really good player.
I'm wondering if she
gets hurt
dating,
in 2026. He was like, remember that?
I wonder I wonder if his mama's still dating.
She can't be.
Dating buddy. I don't know. She
no,
might.
Stop.
She might. Am I wrong for thinking that?
Yes. Completely.
No, I mean, I thought they was cool after the
also,
fact.
Also, some big time analysis of the week one game there. Thank you. Kyle, did you have a bong or a week one take?
A class is in session, Joe. Stuff you won't get anywhere else.
This was stream of conscious, man. That's what I was just thinking. Buddy tried to derail his draft.
That's my fault. I should have just said the left tackle. I said Laremy Tunsil, and you just went on a different team.
I don't know. I didn't buy the Commanders this year at all anyway.
But this makes them worse.
They're screwed, yeah. I mean,
yeah, especially when you – never mind.
Also,
leave that one alone.
Tough for Jaden Daniels, too, who kind of needs a bounce back here.
Of course he does, and he needs to stay healthy.
His mama need a boyfriend.
Well, there's a lot of things going on down there.
Get off the mom thing. My goodness.
No, I'm just saying.
A lot of mama talk this segment.
No, I'm just saying. It's just.
Any other mama you want to bring up?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just like, yeah, she need a boyfriend or something. She need a hobby.
Well, maybe
she need to get a 3D printer.
Goodness, I didn't know where you were going with that.
you got a little nervous when I
did.
Said that.
I didn't know what you were going to say she needs.
No, I'm just saying she need a 3D printer. Maybe she
How about that D, baby?
Well, I tell you, see, that's why, see, talking about that.
I don't think she needs a 3D.
She need a hobby.
Well, okay, yeah.
And I'm like 3D.
The Commanders need a left tackle. Jaden Daniels' mom needs a hobby.
Yeah. I'm going to text B. Mitch and be like.
You do that.
Like, what's going on down
there? One more piece of news from the NFC. This could affect the Eagles. Actually, I think this is one to keep an eye on.
What you got?
Teddy Bridgewater, who was going to back up Jared Goff in Detroit.
Yes.
He decided to go home. He's done.
Yeah, he got jammed up when he was coaching high school with the Uber thing, trying to get the kids home or something. So he may be going back home to coach.
Maybe. And he had a nice career. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, of course, is part of Eagles lore in a way because when he went down in 2016, it allowed the Vikings had the need, right? They traded the first-round pick for Sam Bradford. Mm-hmm. That opened the door to Wentz, and, you know, the Eagles kind of jumped from there. But if the Lions are in need of a backup quarterback, Hugh, I got a team that might have a surplus of backup quarterbacks.
Who was that?
The Eagles.
Oh, you're talking about the Eagles.
Hugh will be 6 feet under before he gets rid of Andy Dalton.
No, Andy Dalton's not going nowhere.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying.
I think if anybody goes, it's Tanner. Yeah.
All right. Would we say, now, this week's going to be our first preseason game, so we'll see, I would guess, three of the four quarterbacks in action. I don't anticipate Jalen's going to play. 3 weeks from now, which of these quarterbacks is gone from the team? Because they're not keeping four. McKee, Dalton, Peyton.
Wait a minute. Red Star?
One of them's got to go, right? So Jalen's the quarterback. So
I would say Tanner.
Detroit?
Yeah.
It feels like
I would say Tanner. Because Red Star, they've been raving, and Red Star been out here. He's been putting in work. Like, Red Star.
He's here every day after practice.
After practice running. Like, I don't see him out there right now. This is because we're a little bit further out there practice. Yeah, but Red Star, hey, every day getting in that extra work.
Yeah, it
man.
Seems like they are committed to developing.
Yeah, they like Red Star. No, so I would probably say Tanner. Tanner is probably the sacrificial lamb in all of this. Not that they don't like him, but I think that they're more comfortable at the backup spot with the Red Rifle. You know, with his playing experience and his familiarity with this offense than they are with Tanner.
I wonder what they get for let's just use you
first round draft pick.
Stop it.
Okay.
He has 1 year left on his deal. He can't beat out Andy Dalton here, and we're going to ask for a first round pick?
I don't, you know, honestly, I don't think it's about beating out Andy. I think it's more about them being comfortable with with the years that Andy has.
But he's behind Andy Dalton on the
depth chart. Yes, you're right. You're right.
Well, then, what did we get Andy Dalton for, Kyle? A seventh? I mean, we're probably looking at a sixth or a seventh for McKee. I'd be maybe a fifth.
Far cry from a first round draft pick.
You wanted the ninth overall pick in the draft form a year ago.
I did, and I say that with my chest. I say it with my chest. With conviction.
It was a heavy ass. It was a heavy, heavy ass. Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. We do have a pair of tickets to give away before we hand it over to the afternoon show at 2 o'clock. So the Eagles open practice. It's the only open practice of the summer. Tuesday, August 25th. Give us your best what if. Could be sports, could be non-sports. Last week I told you guys I wrote a book called What If, and it's the best Philly sports what ifs of all time. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. So it kind of got us thinking of what ifs. Some of these today have kind of, in a way, been related to some of the chapters. We'll see what the best answers we get today wins the prize to the Eagles open practice. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP.
Here we
Chris.
Go. What's up, Chris?
Happy Monday, Hugh.
Happy Monday, man.
What's up, Chris?
All right. I got to talk to Douglas here.
Go for it.
I got an axe to grind. So first of all, what do I do? Let me address the shots you're taking at poor Merrill. We all have had issues with our voice cracks, okay? I know Kyle's got a lot of audio, and myself included. So can we please give Mr. Merrill a break?
And you know what, Kyle? You know what to do.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
So, first
you're
of
right,
all,
you're right.
Let's get up off that. Now, Mr. Douglas, let me address something here. You were like, no, they're not going to blame Jalen for this, and we're going to blame the offensive coordinator. You, sir, the same guy that has been calling for the Red Rifle to replace Jalen. If the offense fails, you didn't say anything about replacing offensive coordinator. No, you called for the Red Rifle.
No.
The well, only one on the show to do it, by the way.
Well, see, Douglas.
The coordinator's going to be the fall guy?
Well, see.
You don't even believe that yourself.
Chris.
There's the voice crack.
Perfect.
But see, Chris, here's the reality of it. And I've always said this when it comes to especially this situation. In order for people to see it the way that we think it might go, you have to have a control group, right? Or whichever one it is, the control group or whatever the other one's called.
Placebo effect
And that's who Andy Dalton is, because if you don't see what the offense is supposed to run like and Jalen's behind center, then we don't have a measuring stick. All we can go on is the fact that the uh, coach, Coach Mannion has never done this before. And that's why I said that if anything like this happens, if Jalen can't pick it up, that's when they're going to put him on the field, because that's he's the measuring stick, and he's going to be like, well, see, this is what the offense is supposed to look like. Even though I don't think the Red Rifle is that talented, but he's ran this offense enough that he can run it similar to what they want it to look like. That's the point.
I hear what you're saying, Hugh. I hear what you're saying, but the Eagles are also saying something different too, and you know that. If they believe the only question of this offense being successful or not successful rests on the shoulders of the offensive coordinator, Jalen Hurts already would have gotten that contract extension.
I agree. Yep.
And you know, so the fact that that hasn't happened lets you know there's two parts in question here, not just one. And that's what I want to say. And I appreciate you letting me come on here and keeping you straight, Hugh. It's tough. I mean, Joe can't do all this by himself, and Kyle's back in the studio. So
it's a heavy lift. It really is. Some days it's a heavier lift than others. Chris, you got a good what if for us?
I got a what if for you. Mm-hmm. I got a what if. Hugh.
Yes.
What if Jalen Daniels, his mom, what if she says yes? Are you still going to be on the radio? What are you going
to
do?
What do you mean say yes to what?
To
hanging out? Yeah,
you
know, I'm gonna do my job.
You?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do my
You'll
job.
Be distracted,
yeah,
well, though.
You'll
be distracted.
No, definitely not. I'm a professional.
Sometimes.
Loosely.
Chris, good phone call. What if Jaden Daniels' mom replies?
What do you mean? If, like, say, hey, at this point, probably not.
Well, it's gotten. She deleted your Instagram.
It's a little uncomfortable, though. It's a little uncomfortable.
Just reach out again.
No, I'm just saying.
You need to sabotage the commander's season.
I'm trying, man, but I don't think that's where she want to be. You know what I mean? I mean, I think she just, you know, she like, you
well,
know.
Well, I mean, Ashlyn told us you had the wrong first opening line. It didn't work out for you. While we're talking about voice cracks, Hugh, do you know what I thought about?
What's that?
One of the more famous ones in our show. Do you remember this? The Eagles chant from our guy Sammy? Remember this? Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
I think he probably popped one of his boys.
Or an artery.
Kyle, you know what to do.
That is crazy.
It does happen to the best of us. I mean, it really does.
Yeah, that is.
It happens. What was mine? The Ranger Suarez one? Remember that last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Listen.
You got to give him a moment to spook. That felt like a Peter Brady moment right there. When it's time to change.
It did. It did. My Peter Brady moment. Happens to the best of us.
Oh, good time.
All right. We don't need it twice.
What about three?
Three might be overkill.
Yeah, all right. I got it.
Let's go to Herb in the Northeast.
Herb.
What's going on there, you Douglas?
What's going on, Herb, man?
Herb?
Football is here, baby. Let's go.
We're back. How you feeling,
Let's
Herb?
Get it on.
I don't know about that.
You ready,
Herb, what do you
Joe?
Got? I'm ready,
Joe.
Of course I'm ready. We got a pregame show Saturday night.
We do?
Yeah, we got a lot of fans out here. A lot of fans are, like, out here talking and, like, they know everything. And a lot of negativity in Philadelphia. I don't know what's going on.
Well, what do you know, Herb?
It's a joke. It's a joke.
What do you know? What do you think?
All I know is the quarterback took you to two Super Bowls and won one.
Dragged us.
And Lane Johnson's trying to get a third ring on his finger. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So everybody needs to calm down, relax, take a couple chill pills, go have a couple beers or something. You know what I mean? You'll be fine. I expect the team to do good this year. I'm looking somewhere between 12 and 13 wins, depending on how they get out of the gate the first 4 weeks. And then that's it. I want to, you know, I'm going to be in London. I know I'm going to be cheering them on in London. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been to London since 1987.
Okay. What pub are we going to? You know any good pubs? Me, you, and Hugh? We're going to go to the pub.
Well, I'll be down.
We're hanging out together.
Yeah. We're going to the pub with
some of my friends are staying. Some of my friends are staying at the Intercontinental because they got the money. You understand?
Where are you staying? I have no idea.
I'm staying right near the train station because I got an early train to Gatwick Airport on Monday because I'm flying to Prague, okay?
Oh, you're going to Prague so, after London. Making a whole trip
what
up.
What are you going to Prague yeah. for?
You gotta, what are you doing in Prague?
I'm
some
going
friends?
To Prague to go see it, to see see what's going on, bro.
Okay. So when are you getting in? When are you getting there?
Maybe I do a couple porno movies or something. You know? Couple,
excuse me. And don't nobody need to see that. Ain't nobody trying to see that.
Well, I'm looking at the
Ain't nobody trying to see that.
Herb.
What we talking about?
You like that, don't you? You like that, boy.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
Douglas. I was and down your neighborhood.
Lather Vaseline on me.
And neighborhood, boy.
I am not a porn watcher. That is not my will.
Well, you've never seen one with Herb. I mean, that's.
If they give you $5,000. If somebody gives you $5,000, you're born. You'll do born. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know I haven't played football in a while.
What's the number, Douglas? What's the number? What's the number?
Ain't gonna move me to do porn.
Herb, what's your number? You doing it for free, or you getting paid?
Are we really having?
What are you talking about?
The porn.
I know the producers in L.A. I got producers in L.A., bro.
You know producers, or you have a producer that's going to produce your film?
He got the porn.
I got the producers, okay? They're friends of mine, okay?
I've played with guys.
Now, since we're here,
I do know
Reno,
a porn star.
Reno, Nevada, Las Vegas, sure. Reno, Nevada. You understand, JoJo?
Of course, I know you, yeah.
Joe knows.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good about the Phillies, Joe.
Jesus Lizardo. Herb. Hey, okay. Jesus Lizardo has been awesome. Herb, good phone call. Lizardo is no. I gotta tell you, I'm sitting on a Lizardo should start game one or two take of the playoffs. Sitting on it. Last 2 or 3 months, Lizardo's been awesome.
Feels like you're trying to deflect off. No.
Well, he asked me a question.
Hey, Joe got out of that conversation so fast.
Well, it's time. It's also. Well, between the two of you, I don't know what's going to happen next.
No, I'm just saying. $5,000 to do porn seems a little light.
Well, for you, maybe. Not for Herb. Herb gets $10 he's in. You think that guy's going to say no?
Something tells me he'd do it for the love of the game.
All right.
A sandwich, I'm in. A sandwich and a soda.
You know, every time we have one of these, now I have to try to get through a read. Why? The timing of Herb. Every single time. All right. 215-592-9494. We're going to get to our winner, plus you people. I'm sure they have a lot to say today. And after, on the other side here, we got to get to some of the Hall of Fame inductions this weekend. We had some good stuff come out of there. I thought some of them were more classy Hall of Fame speeches. Mm-hmm. Some were not, so we'll get to both of those with the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You know it's here. Football's here, of course. We had a preseason game last week. We got more this week. And, of course, we have ourselves the Eagles playing this week in the preseason. And I want to talk about the NFL. Before the season even kicks off, everyone's making predictions. Who wins the division? Who makes the playoffs? Who's lifting the trophy at season's end? And there's a lot right now you could jump on Kelsey, America's number one prediction market platform. You could trade some of those predictions in a live market. As far as who is going to win the AFC, I like Buffalo this year. I think it is their year to finally get into the Super Bowl. They're trading right now at 16%, which means a yes on Buffalo to win the AFC pays out $590.29. On Kelsey, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position. Trade the draft pick, the game, and more on Kelsey. Download the Kelsey app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kelsey, trade on anything.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team.
but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.